You're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 27th, 2018. Welcome to day 616.
I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school.
Today, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford appeared in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee for a hearing on the accusations that she's levied against Brett Kavanaugh, who is nominated to be the next Supreme Court Justice. During her hearing, Ford testified that she is 100% certain that Brett Kavanaugh was her attacker, and said that she believed he was going to rape her and accidentally kill her. Ford began her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee by telling senators the following.
I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school. I have described the events publicly before. I summarized them in my letter to Ranking Member Feinstein and again in a letter to Chairman Grassley. I understand and appreciate the importance of your hearing from me directly about what happened to me and the impact that it has had on my life and on my family.
Here is Ford describing Brett Kavanaugh's alleged attack against her.
Once we were in the room, I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me. Both Brett and Mark were drunkenly laughing during the attack. They seemed to be having a very good time. Mark seemed ambivalent, at times urging Brett on, and at times telling him to stop. A couple of times I made eye contact with Mark and thought he might try to help me, but he did not.
Later in the day, it was Kavanaugh's turn to face the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh started with a tear-filled, emotional opening statement in which he categorically denied all of the accusations against him. But the hearing soon devolved into what can only be described as chaos.
I thought only the Senate.
You got this up. I'm going to talk about my high school record if you're going to sit here and mock me.
Kavanaugh was combative in his answers to questions by Democratic senators on the committee, and the Democratic senators were equally as combative back.
Judge,
and I called for a hearing immediately.
If there is no truth to her charges, the FBI investigation will show that. Are you afraid that they might not?
No. Come on, Jay Whip.
The FBI does not reach. That's a phony question because the FBI doesn't reach conclusions. So they just provide the 302s. 302s, so I can explain to people who don't know what that is.
At one point, Lindsey Graham jumped in and railed against the Democratic senators on the committee for the way they'd been treating Kavanaugh.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
As of this recording, Kavanaugh's hearing is still going on. But Kavanaugh did call the confirmation process a national disgrace and said that the allegations against him are part of a calculated and orchestrated political hit. During his fiery opening statement, Kavanaugh said his family and his name have been totally and permanently destroyed by this process. We should have a full update on the hearings in tomorrow's episode. Moving on. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee interviewed two men who claimed they were the ones who assaulted Ford, not Brett Kavanaugh. The two suggested that Ford's allegations against Kavanaugh may have been a case of mistaken identity, a conspiracy floated last week by conservative legal commentator Ed Whalen, a longtime friend of Kavanaugh's. Neither man intends to come forward publicly. Senator Susan Collins, meanwhile, questioned why the Senate Judiciary Committee has not subpoenaed Mark Judge, a close friend of Kavanaugh's and an alleged witness to the incidents described by Ford and Julia Swetnick. The Republican senator told colleagues in a private meeting that she was troubled by the latest accusations by Swetnick, who said that she witnessed Kavanaugh and Judge try to get teenage girls, quote, inebriated and disoriented so they could be gang raped, end quote. Collins is a key swing vote and joins GOP Senators Jeff Flake and Lisa Murkowski, who have expressed reservations about Kavanaugh's nomination. Kavanaugh can't lose more than one GOP senator if all the Democrats vote against his nomination. Meanwhile, an anonymous fourth accuser has alleged that Brett Kavanaugh physically assaulted a woman in the D.C. area in 1998 while he was drunk. The sender of the anonymous letter described an incident between her daughter, Kavanaugh, and several friends in which, quote, they were all shocked when Brett Kavanaugh shoved her friend up against the wall very aggressively and sexually as they were leaving the bar. The author of the letter said there were, quote, at least four witnesses, including my daughter, end quote. Trump, meanwhile, called the accusations against Kavanaugh all false, but said that he could always be convinced and could be persuaded otherwise after watching Ford's testimony because, quote, it's possible they will be convincing, end quote. Trump also said that he would only withdraw Kavanaugh's nomination, quote, if I thought he was guilty of something, end quote. Trump said the false allegations of sexual misconduct against him impact my opinion of Kavanaugh. And finally, three Republican governors called for the Senate to delay the Kavanaugh vote and take its time to examine the sexual assault allegations against him. Larry Hogan of Maryland and Charlie Baker of Massachusetts, as well as John Kasich of Ohio, all called for the vote to be delayed. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the House Intelligence Committee will vote on Friday to release dozens of interview transcripts from its now-defunct Russia investigation. Two, Trump postponed his meeting with Rod Rosenstein this week in order to not distract from the Kavanaugh congressional hearings. Three, Trump claimed that he declined a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau ahead of a self-imposed October 1st deadline to strike a new NAFTA deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And four, Trump held a solo press conference on Wednesday night, his fourth since taking office. During the rambling 81-minute news event, Trump discussed everything from his plans for Rod Rosenstein to trade relations between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, which he called a big fat con job. Today was probably one of the crazier days, so it's hard for me to fit everything into this format. We'll obviously have more information as well as the links and sources for all of this on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.